back out in the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios here on a very, very warm Tuesday evening at the 2025 Georgetown Fair. Chad Baker, Jeff Simpson, and we have a special guest here, Jeff, Heather Douglas.
Yeah, she's from the Squeal or Fortune, Squeal of Fortune over there, and also the Pig Pen.
And she's also of Pinecrest Elementary here in Georgetown. Heather, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So there's a lot to unpack here. So let's start with Squeal of Fortune first, because I think that's the thing that everybody notices. We're just right across the way here, and this is where the kind of the grandstand area. I like to call it the atrium here, because this is where all the action happens. If you come out here to the Georgetown Fairgrounds, at some point in time, you're going to come across this area. There's like a 95% chance that you're going to. So if you see us, you see Irma's, you're going to see Squeal of Fortune just right across the way there.
Yeah, we're right outside the grandstands. I am affiliated with the Georgetown Ridge Farm District. I myself am a special education teacher at Pinecrest Elementary. And our teachers union has come together, and we have a small organization in it called the Miss Piggy. And it's been around since the 80s, and it just started with some teachers that wanted to raise money to help students and families in the community. And so this is one of our fundraisers. This is actually our first year doing it, but we have a human slot machine set up over there, and it's called the Squeal of Fortune. So we have three people in each window, and there are four options for them. You press a button of our wonderful principal Christopher Barth, who is snorting like a pig in it. And when you press the button, we hold up one of our four options. If you get three in a row, you'll win a $5 gift card to our concession stand called the Pig Pen.
Now, the thing about this is, and to make it fair, the people that are holding up the options don't know what their fellow teacher or their fellow educator.
They're all teachers, students, supporters.
So they won't know what the other person is holding
up. We have dividers in between, so they don't know, and everyone holds it up. So it's completely random. We've had quite a few winners. It just kind of depends how in sync we are that night or not.
Very good. Now, you have to get all three.
You have to get all three. Okay. You pay $1, and you get two spins, two chances to win.
That's not bad odds.
Not too bad.
Odds to work with there.
$1 to win $5?
Yeah, $1 to win $5.
Very good. And so it is kind of like a slot machine.
It is like a slot machine. You press the button. We actually go, ooh, and spin our hands just like we're spinning and hold up our item.
Very nice. Now, are you guys tied in with the Pig Pen over
we
here?
We are tied in. Okay. We're all running all of it together.
So tell us about that.
The Pig Pen is the concession stand. It's attached to the grandstand, so we're opened on the fair side, and we're opened on the grandstand side. So if you're here to watch one of the shows, you can just come down without having to leave the grandstands and get anything you want. This year's fair theme was Barnyard Luau, so our food kind of goes along with that theme.
Okay.
We're doing an island pork sandwich, and we're also doing a piggyback dog, which is a hot dog with cheese and some of that island pork on it. You can also get nachos with cheese and island pork on it, or you can get the standard regular nachos, regular hot dogs, cheese dogs, and stuff like that.
So island pork, that leads me to believe that it's not like your traditional pulled
pork. It's not. It's a pulled pork. It has a Japanese barbecue sauce in it.
Okay.
And then a pineapple salsa that's mixed into it.
How do you prepare that?
And we do have jalapenos to add to it if you like a little spice.
A little sweet and spicy.
How do we prepare it?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of a secret recipe, but with those items.
I mean, how long does it take you to cook it?
Well, we pre-purchased the pork.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we just kind of added our ingredients and recook it up and get it fair ready.
So that is kind of a unique, different food that maybe a lot of the folks here at the fair don't offer, and maybe something.
Right, we were trying to stand out a little bit, and we tried to make our prices a little bit cheaper than other places too.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, okay, if you're coming out here every night to the fair, you want to have a different meal every night. That's something to consider whenever you're coming out. That, you know, maybe you haven't had island pork before, or You know, I know I've had like Hawaiian pork before, and that sounds recipe sounds similar. You know, there's a little bit more of a sweetness to it, but I tell you, that sounds amazing, actually. So now you guys are open primarily a couple hours before the grandstand events.
Yeah, we try to open by 3 o'clock every day, and we'll close around 9 o'clock or when things start winding down after the grandstand events.
Very good, very good. Now, all the proceeds you talked about go back towards your causes here. Can you give us, like, maybe kind of a couple of examples of how that is distributed or how that's used?
Right. So Miss Piggy, who's affiliated with the teachers union, is the one who's solely in charge of it. And what our plan is to pair up with a different organization to help. This year, we're paired up with the House System, and that's the Ron Clark Academy. Does a special house system for schools to incorporate into their education. So Pinecrest has done that, and I believe our middle school is going to start next year. So a lot of the students and other teachers who are affiliated with it are coming and helping out. And our plan is to give proceeds of the money to that organization, and then the other part of the proceeds will go back into the Miss Piggy and go. So everything goes either into schools, the school programming, or into the community.
Oh, very nice. And we talked a little bit off air about that Ron Clark Academy.
Yeah.
And there's so much of a great reception for kids responding to that. They feel like that, if they're maybe not really, great at making some social relationships, or if, they're having some troubles in some areas, it really kind of allows them to take control of their course and kind of get back on track.
Absolutely. So it's a great family environment. Each house is like a family, and our theme is four houses, one family. And we always come together. We do great things together. I think it's been a very positive thing for our building.
Very nice. Very nice. So if you're coming out here to the fair anytime this weekend, you're out here all the way through Saturday.
All week long we'll be here.
All week long. Make sure that you play Squeal of Fortune. Great opportunity to have some fun there. And, at just a dollar, I mean, you could probably, stay there all night.
You could. Everyone seems to have so much fun when they come out. There's lots of laughter and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, and you get a pretty good turnaround on your money if you end up winning. So, and then make sure that you go grab something from the pig pen. Heather, thanks for spending time with us talking about this, and all the best to you here this week, and enjoy the fair. Is there anything out here at the fair that you're looking forward to personally?
Well, I haven't honestly had a chance to walk around much because we've been kind of stuck in our little corner working and doing that, but I'm hoping to get a chance to kind of walk around tonight and see what there is.
Absolutely. And by all means, there's so much here to do at
so
the Georgetown Fair, and of course so many people to run into and see. I'm sure that you've seen that here in your time out here. But
we were watching some of our students who were showing pigs and other animals out here, so that was fun to watch.
Very nice. Yeah, that, and of course that's been the one really great thing about the move to July is there's so many more folks being able to show out in the barns, and that's been a great reception out there. So, make sure that you come out here, check out Squeal of Fortune, check out the pig pen just right behind the bleachers here at the grandstand. Heather Douglas of Pinecrest Elementary, thanks for spending time with us here.
Thanks so much.
We've got more reports coming up here from the Georgetown Fair, along with Jeff Simpson, Chad Baker for WITY.